Radio. American songwriter, singer and speaker Steve Angrisano was in Brisbane this week offering ministry workshops and a live concert to young Catholics. Steve is a widely acclaimed Catholic artist, having recorded several albums and performed at 7 World Youth Days. Emily caught up with him while he was in town to talk about his music, family life and ministry.
Thank you very much for joining me. And
my pleasure.
Thank you for even considering coming out to Australia. First question I have to ask you is, why Brisbane? Why did you choose just to come to Brisbane?
Well, that's a good question for one, because Brisbane asked. You know, I was here a year ago and traveled quite a bit around the country. So I was in Perth and Melbourne and Sydney as well as Brisbane. And I guess a little bit of the response to that is I came here today for the Powerhouse of Leaders, and which is a school thing, and then the concert tonight. That was sort of the heart of it. As it turns out, the truth is my own son is graduating this year, and this weekend is a pretty big weekend for him, and he's winning some awards. Back home, this is the end of the school year, and so there was a possibility to go to Sydney for the weekend, but I just I didn't want to miss the things for my own family, so just kept it to Brisbane this time.
And speaking of your family, you're based in the States, and you did leave your family behind. What was their reaction when you said, "I'm going to Brisbane, I'm going to Australia without you"?
That's funny. Well, my son came here when it was World Youth Day a few years ago, so when I told him I was going, he just said, "Lucky."
That's a good reaction. Yes. He's probably just a bit jealous.
More than a bit, yes.
Yeah. Well, in terms of what you've been doing here in Brisbane, you know, you've been going and doing workshops and retreats and other things. What are some of the non-work stuff that you've been doing while you're here?
You know, this trip, we haven't done much in the way of sightseeing. You know, I got to see a few things last year when I was here, but I think my favorite thing of being here is just being with the people. Mm-hmm. And had quite, I definitely didn't lose any weight during the week. because I've eaten on the river, eaten in the city. I've had a lot of time, but I think a lot of times when you travel for performing like this, you don't have a lot of time off. But in a way, I don't think you miss as much as sometimes people think, because although you don't have time to sightsee, so to speak, you do have so much time to spend with actual people who live here, who work here, you know. And when you visit as a tourist, you really only tend to stay where there's other tourists only. Yeah. And I usually have a chance to just be with, a much more authentic experience of the country.
Mm. Yeah. A lot of times in your retreats and workshops, you talk about different stories of people that you've met. Are there any stories that come to mind, particularly from your time here in Australia?
You know, that's a very good question. I have to be careful how I answer, because I want to come back.
So
can't throw anyone under the bus.
No,
right?
No.
But, you know, I think looking back over all the times that I've been here, I would say certainly working with here in the diocese is the place I've been the most. And I'm not just saying this, but Michael Hart, who's hosted me, is just really a wonderful man who has given me a lot of opportunity to see Australia. But I would say that that I've done a lot of schools in Perth and Melbourne and here in Brisbane. I've done a lot with school, Catholic school students. And there's just a little spark to them. I really have enjoyed the conversations I've had with the students and the questions that they have about America, or the things that they've tried to teach me about rugby or whatever it might be, you know.
Have they taught you well about rugby?
They've taught me pretty well. I don't know. I think so. We'd only know, I suppose, if I tried to play them. But
or try and teach your kids.
There you go. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, you do work a lot with young people, you know, over in the States. Is there, you know, something that you found in Australia that we're doing that, you know, you want to take back into your hometown?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, everywhere you go, no matter, not just country to country, but city to city and school to school, you see little things that people do well. Mm-hmm. I always think, like, when it says that we are the body of Christ, and the hand and the foot and the eye, they're different parts of the body, but they all bring something unique. And I just think that's true everywhere I go. I think here there's a certain genuineness and enthusiasm that I really enjoy every time I've been here. And the young people have been immediately open to the joy and the message of it. I think Australians in general have a great sense of humor. And I mean, really, I think it's a holy thing that we don't take ourselves too seriously, and that we let we trust God a little more and we worry a little less. Mm-hmm. And I always experience that here, that people are just a little more laid back in a very beautiful way to me.
Now, with a lot of the work that you've been doing in Australia, you've been using your guitar. You're amazing.
Yes.
Is it Takamine? Is that how you pronounce it?
Takamine is the way I say it. Yeah, but
How did you actually start to get involved in music ministry?
Oh, that's a you know, when I was young, I learned to play the guitar. I was in seventh grade learning to play the guitar, and someone invited me to play at church. I wasn't very good. This is a good story. I wasn't very good. You know, I was just learning, and there was a man there who played guitar and was in charge of this whole music group, and he invited me to play along, and I did. And one day, I guess I was getting a little better. I would sit next to him, and I always remember when the song would be a little harder. You know, he would reach over and write a little diagram on my music so I would know how to play it on the guitar. And I didn't have to ask, you know, because he knew I wouldn't ask. Yep. So he just did it. And then one day, you know, things went well and church was over and I felt like we'd done a pretty good job. And we were packing up and I said, I'll see you next week. And he said, oh, yeah, by the way, I won't be here next week, but I left you some of the music, a copy of everything. You'll be fine. Good luck. And he walked right out the door. And it's almost like a mama bird kicking the baby bird out of the nest. He just put me in charge the next week and said, there you go. And that was a pretty big deal for me.
It's all about going out into the deep, isn't it?
It is. It truly is, spiritually and in our everyday lives.
How is your sort of take on music in terms of the new evangelization? What is your understanding of the new evangelization in terms of your ministry?
Well, you know, I think the kind of ministry I do, it very much is a product of the new evangelization. Even before we had the words, the new evangelization, things like what I'm doing sort of were springing up around, I know around America for sure, and just evangelization and music and storytelling and singing and praying and all the things that we did like today and that I've done this week. And I think the new evangelization gives it a name, and it calls us to new methods and new approaches to share our faith. But it's the same faith. You know, that's what I think is important for people to know. The faith is not changing at all, but we are finding ways to reach out to people and allow them to experience it. And I think what I'm doing very much is a fruit of that spirit that's moving in the larger church. Yeah. And I feel very blessed to be able to do this. I saw someone, I mean, I was a kid, someone came to my school and played a song on the guitar, told the story of God in their lives, and it changed me forever. And although I didn't decide in that moment, oh, I want to do what he does, I do think it affected me in a very profound way.
You talk a lot about having faith experiences and near faith experiences. Do you feel like, you know, going and doing a ministry is a way of experiencing the faith for you?
It, definitely. You know, and you're referring to a workshop topic that I have, right? And so I think that the when I go out and do this sort of thing, it you really have a choice. You know, if you don't want to, if you really don't engage with your heart, you just kind of do your thing and then leave. You're really just having a near faith experience. You're around people who are really experiencing it, but you're not. I try hard because I do this so much. Not to do that, but to really engage, to pray when everyone's praying, to sing when they're singing. If I'm not leading it, that's okay. I sit in the front and I sing and pray with everyone else. And it allows me to, I think it makes, I feel very blessed that there's a richness in my faith that comes from being at all these big events that people are gathered. So it is definitely real significant faith experiences for me.
And in terms of the rest of your tour, are you leaving Australia on Tuesday? Is that right?
No. So I have one more thing on Tuesday. I'm doing a music workshop for students and teachers of the school system, and then I leave on Wednesday.
Okay.
So I'm getting pretty close.
Yeah.
I'm already starting to dread the flight. I've enjoyed the trip. I don't want to get on the plane.
Where are you going to next?
I'm going directly home, and then my next. I'll be home for about 4 or 5 days, and then I actually go to Nashville where I'll be working on my next recording.
Which
I've been there once. It takes about 3 trips for me to finish one, and about every 3 years or so. So we're right in the midst of it right now.
Wow. When do you anticipate the next album to come out?
It'll be out in November.
So hopefully then afterwards you'll come back to Australia.
That's the hope. Absolutely.
Maybe
absolutely.
With the family.
I really want them to come so they don't keep giving me the evil eye every time I get on the plane.
We wouldn't want that for you.
No. No.
Steve, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
radio.org.au.